are on Daf Chavtes Amad Aleph. We have learned on Daf Chavtes Amad Beis Rishus HaGavoya BeKesef Rishus HaHedyet BeChazokin. To be kind from Rishus Gavoya, or Rishus Gavoya should be kind from someone else. So there we have a din kesef kainah. And Rishus HaHedyet, then the din is b'chazokim. Chazokim means Meshichim. Zok the Gemara, Moshchai b'monim, v'loi hispik livdoisoi ad she'omad b'mosayim. What happened if a person made Meshicha from a metaltalim of Hegdish? He did not give money for it. He made Meshicha. Lehispik livdoisoi ad she'omad b'mosayim. And then later, when he came to be paid the Hegdish, it's worth now Mosayim. It's noisei basach. So he gives Mosayim. Nighttime, eh? The Nosan HaKesef V'Komloi. What does Rashi say? Moshchoi Hedyet Chayfet Shal Hegdish Miyad HaGizbo B'mono. He was Moshech from the Gizbo, and then the price was Amone. V'Lehispik Livdoisoi Kloima Loseis Domov LeGizbo. Till it became this Yaker, is Noisin Mosai, the Chi a Yaker, Bishus Hegdish a Yaker, Hoyo Beloinosan Hamois. Since he didn't give any money, so it still belongs to Hegdish. So now if he wants to be paid it, he has to look at the today's Shabbos, which is Mosayim. Now, this is different than Hedyet. By Hedyet it would be Moshchei b'mone lehispik livdoisoi ach amet b'mosayim. So the other thing would be he gives a money because Mashiach is kainah by Hedyet. So it's mine already. So my chavitz became the shaker. I owe you a money. But here he's telling us that Mashiach is not kainah by Hegdish. So it's not kainah by Hegdish. That's what Rashi says, the chi yakir bishus hegdish yakir, did not become yours. So memele, so therefore, if you want to be paid, then you have to give Mosayim. Now let's go a little further. Moshchai b'mosayim. What happened if it was Moshchai b'mosayim? V'lei hispik lifdoisoi ad she'omad b'monim. When he was Moshech, it was worth Mosayim. Bishas, it came the time to be paid, it was, became Huzal. His Naisein Mosayim. Here you also give Mosayim. My time, lo yei koyach hedyet chomo mehegdish. Let us see what Rashi says. Lo yei koyach hedyet. What would be the din? She Moshechai miyad hedyet. If he would have been Moshech Miyad Hedyet, Yishalim Kol Moiso, then he'd pay Mosayim. Dekonoi b'mishiche, u'bershusoi u'dezol. So it would be Moshech Min Hedyet, so he did have to give Mosayim, because he was kainit when it was worth Mosayim, now it's worth Amone, so his chayfetz became Zol. So there's now a new concept, lo yehei koyach hedyet choma mikoyach mehegdish. That means that by a hedyet you'll have to give Mosayim. And by hegdish, l'choyre me'ikar adin, you should give a money. Mashiach isn't kainet by hegdish. So now I want to be paid it, so I should give a money. So, but there's a new svara, so come out that Hedyet is more chomer than Hegdish. So they made a takonim. Taisa says later, Aval Rabbonon tiknu mishiche laharvichon shelo yekoyach ed yudchomem mikoyachek. This is a takana de Rabbonon. So memela, that is why you pay mosayim. Now, let us try to understand what was the takana. And perhaps let's give a shtikel akdome to see that it's not so poshut to understand. There's a Taisus in Pcheres and Taisus in Erevin that says that to be kaine from Hegdish with Meshicha is impossible, because the gather of Meshicha is yet to be Moshech Moshus HaMakne Loshus HaKaine. And here there's a psa concept, Lashem Horetz Imloya. Meshicha b'shus Bailam doesn't help. So there's no Indian of Meshicha. So, Tzmina Teire, there's no Meshicha period. I mean, I didn't make Meshicha. The whole thing is a Gelech. That's Meshicha b'shus Bailam. But the Rabbonon, so that is for a Lamdan to understand that there was no Meshicha. Meshicha isn't kind of, there's no Maisik Indian, there's nothing. But als Shaloyehei Hedyet Choma Mina Hegdish, Chazal said that he owes Mosayim. So we can understand this in two oifan. One oifan we can understand it, that the Rabbanon said that even though Meiker Adin, there's no Kinyan Meshicha, there's no even Maise Kinyan of Meshicha. But was a takon of the Rabbanon that will come out like this, a hedit will be more chomer than hegdish, so Chazal, heira takone, that mi da rabbonon meshich es koine. That's a takon da rabbon, even though it's not a proper maise kinyin. Could be, b'chal is no kinyin of meshich from hegdish. But the rabbon said it's koine. No, if it's koine, so my mele say, oh, Messiah, I was koine when it was worth Messiah. Now there's a ha'ore from Abu Chanan Kovitz Shiurim Chelik Beis Simen Chof. If we will assume that he was kainet, but there's another problem. How can a person be kainet adobo shel hegdish? The whole taitch of hegdish means it belongs to Gavoya. Like this, we have a concept of chilul hegdish, that the Kedusha becomes Nishalal on something else. Let's say, V'nosna Kesev V'komloim. So Pshat is that the Kedusha becomes Nishalal in Nitvas on the money. So then this becomes Chulin. But here we're speaking about that Moshchay V'mosna, there's no money given. So it's Kodesh. So how does it belong to me? How can it belong to a Hedyot? How can a double Kodesh belong to a Hedyot? So Rabbi Chanan mentions two tzedadim. One tzad he mentions that could be the Kedusha Shaboy is dependent in the Bailas. And if the Bailas of Hegdish becomes Nifka through the Maise Kinyan of Meshicha, so the Kedusha also becomes Nifka. It becomes Chulun. The Kedusha, and there is such a Gemara in Chulun Dach Sechmer, Talmud Goylish Shemolda Poko Kedushasa. That's speaking about that a Talmud Goylish Shel Hegdish that ran away, and they were Miyayish from it, so it's Poko Kedushasa. He said the Kedusha is totally in the Bailus of Hegdish, and if the Bailus becomes Nifka through Yiyush, through some Amela, so the Kedusha also becomes Nifka. So it could be, it could work to this oifen. If Chazal were mesaken that Meshicha is kaine, so it becomes mine, and the Kedusha becomes Nifka. It's mine with the Rabbonon. Minatayra could be, it's not mine, but with the Rabbonon it's mine, and for this the Rabbonon the Kebaylos, you must leave to pay Mosai. That's perhaps one way we could learn. Or perhaps another way we could learn is that the Emerson Chazal, whenever Mesakin that Meshicha is kaina by Hegdish, because we mentioned that the whole Maisa Kinyan of Hegdish, the Maisa Kinyan of Meshicha is not applicable by Hegdish because it's Meshicha Beshus Bailam. No, Pshat is, but by Hedyet, the halacha is if he's Moshchei Mehedyet, he's Mechuyif to pay Mosayim, because their Meshicha is Kaine. So it comes out that Hedyet gains from a Meshicha be Mosayim. So lo yehei hedyet chama min ha-hegdish, so you owe hegdish also masayim, but not yetake kaine. Not it's a kinyan. The lo yehei hedyet chama min ha-hegdish means that just like a hedyet is mabiyach masayim, even though it's uzal later, we say there was chal achiyu of masayim on the kaine, al yedei mishich osoy. So here also there's chal achiyu of masayim to hegdish, al yedei mishich osoy. That's the second way we could learn Pshat. So we have two Mahalchim. Either it's a Kinyan the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim Yitaka Kainim from Hegdish, and that's why I owe Hegdish Mosheim. Or Pshat is, I wasn't Kainim, but the Loye Hed Yitchomim Hegdish means that Valkaponim, I owe Hegdish Mosheim, just like by Hed Yit, after a Meshicha, when it's worth Mosheim, you owe Mosheim. Now, let's go back to the first halacha. Moshchei b'mone, v'lei hispik livdoisoi at she'omed b'mosayim, lei sein mosayim. Now, however we learn pshat, zikha min ha-teire, zikha wasn't koine. So, min ha-teire, zikha still belongs to Hegdish. So, the concept of b'rshus Hegdish nisiyaker is zikha applicable. That's what Rashi says. That's why if you want to give money later, you have to give Mosayim. You can't say it's mine. In the Torah, it zicha belongs to Hegdish. With the Rabbonim, we can have pikpukim. Doesn't belong to Hegdish. Doesn't belong, but in the Torah, zicha belongs to Hegdish. So therefore, b'shus Hegdish nesiyakim. Now the Shaila will be, what is the din? Let us clear such a Shaila. Who is Moshe b'mone. He saw a behemoth, base, was being sold for a money, that was the going price. So Moshchei b'mone. Then all of a sudden, the price of behemoths shut up. It's worth Mosheim. The price shut up. No, listen, Mosheim, I don't have money to spend Mosheim for behemoth. Is he mechuyif to give Mosheim to Hegdish? Or what is the taich noisein mosayim? So Mishnah Salevi, he clears what the taich of noisein mosayim means. Does noisein mosayim mean? We could learn two ways. We could learn loimi boy if we learn that he wasn't kain at all. Moshchei b'mone. So you weren't kain. Meshicha isn't kain from Hegdish. And now it became this yaker. That's Mosheim. Now, if you want to be paided, you have to give Mosheim. If you don't want to be paided, so don't. You're not obligated. So Noisei Mosheim means, if you want to be paided now, give. If you don't want to be paided, it's not. But if we will assume Noisei Mosheim means that he's mechuyev to give Mosheim, so then this is a very interesting halacha. So what is Pshandas halacha? So Pshandas halacha is like this. That Moshchei b'mone, Chazal bor mesakin, that mi derabonon Meshicha is kaine. The Rabbonon Meshicha is kaine. The reason that we're mesakin is, shlo yehi hedyet chomo min ha-hegdish, so memele, so Meshicha is kaine. So Meshicha is kaine mi derabon, min ha-toire, it's not kaine, mi derabonon it's kaine. So now we jumped up to Mosheim. So he'll tell Hegdish, not Mosheim, I'm sorry, I'm not giving the sign for a behemoth. So they say, I'm shuldig, it's your behemoth. And, it's my behemoth, so good, so let me give him on it. It's my behemoth. No, Minat Torah, it's not your behemoth. Minat Torah, it's our behemoth. But mit Rabbonin, you can't be chayzer. So then it comes out a very interesting halacha. It comes out that since Midarabona Meshicha is Koine, so this is worse than Hedyet. By Hedyet of Meshicha is Koine, so he pays a money. It was Moshchei b'mone, because the Mashiach is koine. Here it comes out, we dance on two chasanas. Moshchai b'mane, so he said, there's a kinyan Mashiach by Hekdesh also. So it became yours mi the Rabbana. So you can't be chayzer because it's yours mi the Rabbana. Min ha-Torah, it's not yours, so you'll have to give Mosayim. So you have to know what the taitch of Noisim Mosayim means. If Noisim Mosayim means, if he still wants it, he has to give Mosayim, or Noisim Mosayim means you have to give Mosayim. That we have to know. Valachair is telling in this Chakira what pshat the Takona was. If the Takona was that the Rabbana Mashiach is Kaine, or the Takona was that the Chiyuvi Tashlumim of Mashiach apply by Hekdesh also. Let us see Taisvitz. Mashchei b'masayim, b'loi hispik, noisin masayim. My time lo yeikoyech hedyit chomo mehekdush. Ve'im taima. So we have here this concept of lo yehei. That means on the lo yehei, he would give a money. Mashiach isn't kinder by hekdush. On the lo yehei for sure. Mashiach isn't kind. So Moshe ben Masayim, nothing happened yet. It still belongs to Hekdesh. I don't have any bailus whatsoever. I don't have any chiyubim whatsoever. Then Baruch Hashem, it became worth a money, so I'll be paid it for a money. Now, it's the cheshbon of lo yehei. So come out that hedyit, the moicher of hedyit, will be mavich because of a Mashiach ben Masayim. And Hekdesh won't have this halvoche. Lo yehei hedyit chama min Hekdesh. So that's why I have to give Masayim. Tractosis, forget about this loyei. Without this loyei, which is at the Rabbon and the Kedin, Tepik lay me tam dami rose le gavoya kim si rose le hedyit. That means when he was Moshechet, so he said, so they went up to Gizbar, how much does this cost? 200 zuz. Fine, I'll give 200 zuz. Oh, so he said, he's going to give 200 zuz. So on the Lomdus, so you mechuyiv to give 200 zuz, Afilu, there's no kinyan of Mashiach or what? He said you're going to give 200 zuz for this behemoth. So that's why you have to give 200 zuz. So why do you need this new concept of lo yehei hedyit choma min ahegdish v'kim in the moshche b'masayim in the yochel avzabay. So the marit is ma'ira between you and me. Who said the scenario was that he asked the gizba, how much you're charging for it? 200 zuz. Okay, I'm going to give 200 zuz. So, oh, you said I'm going to give 200 zuz. I mean, also look for you. Maybe he asked the gizba, how much are you charging for it? 200 zuz. He made a mashiach. He didn't say anything. He didn't say a word. There's no mirasa lagvoya. So here you need. Dice asked, why do you need this new din? Of lo yehei hedyit chama min hekdesh. I need, we didn't say anything. What's the kasha? So the Marit wants to say, Amor de Kizach is being Moshech Bishtikas Divrei HaGizbo. It's also like saying, Amor de Kachidish. So Tai says, Akash, so why do you need this new concept of Amiros of Loyei Had Yitchom Amin HaHegdish, which is at the Rabbon and the Kedin, he owes the Mosayim out some Amiros HaLegvoy. V'yesh Loyma, Kivin de Betoye Soya, K'may Och, Shleiho yesover sheyishtana hashar. Lehavi kimesira lehadyit. So Taisus says, Amor de Keteret. If we will say that Mashiach is not koine. So what do we have over here? We don't have this concept of loyei hedyit choma min hekdesh. So Mashiach is not koine by hekdesh. So what did he say? He said, I'm going to give you 200 zuz for this payment. Now, this statement was said under the impression that he's going to give 200 zuz for a behemoth that is worth 200 zuz. He wasn't stamazoy giving money to Hekdesh. His commitment was, I'm going to give 200 zuz for this behemoth that's worth 200 zuz. When he came to give 200 zuz, the behemoth is only worth 100 zuz. There never was such a commitment. That was a commitment. That's a commitment betois. I only said I'll give 200 zuz for a behemoth that's worth 200 zuz. They came in the betoy, so he came off, so he saw what she is done asha. They have a commissar alleged. So Memela, there never was a commitment to give 200 zuz for a 100 zuz behemoth. So Memela, the halacha of a mirosa le gavoya does not apply here. That's why we need this new concept of lo yehed yitchama min ha'ekdesh. V'koshe. The Omar v'perik yesh neichon. The one perik yesh neichon relates as follows. Gabi b'noi shel Yosef ben Yehazel. The Ashkech Magenisa. He found a precious stone. Now, he wanted to sell it to Hegdish. He wasn't too well acquainted with how to evaluate precious stones. Omra le'dvisu, so his wife told him, listen, Zil moicho le'gizbal de Hegdish, you go sell it to the Gizbal, we'll get the Gizbal de Hegdish is an Elach Yid, we'll find out a true value. But don't you open up your mouth and say one word, I'm giving it for $5,000. Could be it's worth $15,000. You'll give it for $5,000. So you just keep quiet. You just ask the giver to evaluate it. If he wants to buy it, you take the money. Don't open up your mouth. And what do you mean? I just said, saying a value that I'm going to give this value for it, and it's not a true value, so it's a ischayves betois, and there's no din of a mirosa ligvoya by ischayves betois. So here you're saying you're giving it for $5,000, and you think it's worth $5,000, and then the gizmo thing is worth $15,000. So that's a chayvus betoitz. Yesh leima bedavar she'ein shumasa yidu. Kegoin marginise. He doesn't know values of precious stones. His goyme bedatoi afilu tishave yoyser. He's also giving it for this cheaper price. Sherei kemoikein besupik shema shava pochus. That means, when he says $5,000 between you and me, he knows he doesn't, this is a hashore without ideas how to evaluate precious stones. So he's aware, could be I'm overcharging it, could be I'm undercharging it, but that's what I'm asking him to give. So if he's asking him to give, $5,000, so this is not a toys, this is taking into consideration that could be this is not the exact value, but I'm offering this price, so it will come out that it's taken less than the true value, but he was goyma bidatai to sell it for this price, so this is not called an amira bitois. Inam yeshleima da hosam ksheshom oisa bepoches mishavya. Over there, by giving a lesser price, miskaven levata lehegdish. So there he wants to, if he gave a lesser price. So pshat is, no, so I'll be mahan lehegdish, I'll get a $10,000 jewel for $5,000, fine. In Cain, shayich loima mirosi ligvoi kim sirosi ledit. Ace is the whole din. It means if he wants to donate to Hegdish something, so not only does it, is there a din nidre Hegdish, but it goes further. The nether is niskayim, and it becomes, Hegdish becomes a bailam on it. That means if I have good intentions to donate to Hegdish something, it's not only a donation, it becomes already he says, and it becomes the May Hegdish. But that is if you have a intent to donate, then it becomes Momen Gavaye right away. Let's go to our first Kasha. We taste as the Kasha when he was Moshechit, he asked the Gizbal how much he was Moshech HaBehema, how much is this Behema worth? So the Gizbal said, $200. It's worth $200. Fine. So I'll give you $200 for it. Now that what he said, I'm giving you $200, was not at all an intent to donate something to Hegdish. This was pure business. He needed a behemoth, so he's purchasing it from Hegdish. So that what he said, I'm giving $200 is pshat is because that's the price. Now if later it became cheaper, without Zaytike Cheshbonus and Meshicha is in Koine, So he's not obligated to give 200,000 because I never had any intentions of donating anything to Hekdesh. I wanted to do business with Hekdesh, and it came out Meshich is unkindness. So I said, I'm giving you $200. Is my saying is in Hilchis Mekach Hamemke is worthless because Meshich is unkindness. Intentions to donate, I never had such an intention. So Memele, without this new svara, v'lo yei hed yit chomo mina Hekdesh, he wouldn't know anything. Avaloch alein iskam levata klal kshem moshche b'mesayim. Shkacha yeshava b'yisei shah. L'shachi mirosu l'gvoy kim sira lehed yed. That's what Taisva says. Now let's go further the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. So the first two cases we're speaking about, a person made a meshiche from Hekdesh, and the minatera, the meshiche was worthless, and we learned here, there was L'toivas Hekdesh, Chazal said, Lo yehei Hekdesh chama mina Hekdesh. Now we're going to speak about when he made a emesa kinyan. Padai b'mone. He was paid b'mone. He gave him money. V'lei ispik l'moishchai ad she'omad b'mosayim. No, I'm sorry, I skipped over. Padei b'masayim. He was paid b'masayim. Lehispik l'moishchai at she'omad b'mone. Noisein masayim. He gave masayim. My time v'nosan ha'kesev v'komloi. That means, here's the raisa the kekinyin. Padei b'masayim. He gave masayim. So he was kaitin. It's his. Nosan ha'kesev v'komloi. That's we said, rishus kavoya b'kesev. Yizich ha'kaine. From Gavoy Bekesef, it was then worth Masayim, I gave Masayim, so I was kind of finished there. A minute later, the market fell, and now it's worth our money, so my behemoth got cheaper. I mean, there's no, this is Gor HaPosha Tezach, I was kind of. Now, the other way, Padai Bemone, Belay Hispik Lemoishchai, Ad She'omad Bemasayim. But what if it's the other way around? Padai Bemone. He gave a money, and it was worth a money. Lehispik lemoishchai at she'omad b'mosayim, and then when he made the meshich, it was already worth mosayim. Ma she poda podi. So it's podui, and he doesn't owe, and he doesn't have to pay mosayim. He was kinder with kesef, when it was worth a money. So finished, it's his. Now it became worth mosayim. So b'shusay nisyaker, he doesn't have to give more. Ve'ini noisen alamona. And he's, it belongs to him because of the money that he had given. Amai, frek the Gemara, ochi nami neim lo yei koyech hedyet choma mi hegdish. What would be the din by hedyet in such a case? I come over to a person, I give him a money. And didn't make a meshich yet. Then the next minute the market jumps, it's worth Masayim. Zok the Moicha, you know, Kesef isn't kind, you need Mashiach, you didn't make Mashiach. I changed my mind. We're not selling it. Mois isn't kind, you need Mashiach. So by head yet to din is, the Moicha can be Chayzer from the Mekach, and if the Lekeach wanted, he has to give Masayim. I'm selling it for Masayim. And we had before mentioned that svore lo yehei koyach hedyet chama mehegdish. We can't have that a hedyet should be more powerful than hegdish. He says by hedyet the market went up, so the moicha doesn't have to lose because he decided to sell it a day earlier. He calls me to make a meshiche, mois einam kindness, and you either give me masayim or forget about it. And here we say, no, he chapta rein, he gave him a money, it's his. And Hekdesh is looking, they had such an opportunity to make Masayim. So why don't you say over here, lo yeich koyach hedyet chome me Hekdesh? So the Gemara answers, oto hedyet lab b'misha porakoy. So the Gemara says, it's not pshat is that hedyet can have charot, stamazoy, it's a glad kosher dike charot. You're not permitted to have charot. You're capable of having charote. Bezmiz mekalul, the person who wears charote, mishapora, midera mabul. is Yifra Mimishen Emet B'Dibure. I mean, it's not Poshet. So Memele, so it's not Shat Koy. That's true, that a Hedyet is capable of having Charote and gaining money, but I don't envy him. He's gaining money, but he's getting a klolo also. So snapshot is that Hedyit has revochim over here by Kesef. Since it is not a proper thing to do, to be chayzer, so here we say, there's no svar of saying, lo yehe Hedyit chome mihegdish. Zot Rashi, podoi nosen es hamois. Let us see what Tosfos says. Otu Hedyit loy b'misha porakoi. So the Gemara says a Hedyit doesn't have to be mekabel a mishepor. The kivin the Hedyit and the yochel achzaboy below mishepor. He can't have harote without being mekabel a mishepor. Heichid yovelay domi k'moy kein hegdish lo yachzaboy. So meiluk hegdish also won't be choizer because it's not some of the eschus chazor. It's a eschus chazor with a kabbalas klal. The kosher. The Amma Perik HaNezokim, the Yasmi Arei Hen Kehegdish. The Gemara says, Chazal Meira Takone, that Yisoymim have the same advantages that Hegdish has. V'loi Miknu Ela B'Ksofim, that V'loi Miknu Ela B'Ksofim, just like Hegdish, as we heard, Rishus Gavoya B'Kesef. So Yisaimim have the same advantages. The Heiche Dikoyoiv Domi Liyasmi Aperi. So there the Gemara says as follows. A person gave Yisaimim, let's say 200 zuz, Vizol, and then it became cheaper. So by Hedyit, the Meiche could be Chayzah. Meicha says, I changed my mind. I should pay double the price. So the Meicha can change his mind. So there it says, no, they said it's like Hegdish. You gave to one just like by Hegdish, if you'll give. We just said before, Nosan, Noisin, we just said before this halacha by Hegdish, if you gave Mosayim, so Lemaise, so it belongs to you, you purchase Mosayim, it's yours. So they made the same halacha by Yisayimim. Yisayimim have the Milus of Hegdish, and the Lekech can have Charot. Just like by Hegdish, if a person gives Mosayim to Hegdish, and a dova that's not worth Mosayim, even though later became cheaper, he can't be Chayzer. Who didn't buy Yisayim? Fine. What'll be the other way around? Iyakel. What'll be if he gave him a money? 100 zuz he gave him. And it was worth a money. And then later the price jumped up. It became worth Mosayim. So here we had by Hegdish. It's finished. The Lekech, Hegdish cannot be Chayzer. Manas Kainim. There it says, Iyake Yasme Yochel Achzabem. Oh, here it says, Shleyekoyach Hedyit Choma Mikoyach Hedyit. Here the Yisayim say, look, since I'm a Yosem Elos, look, my next door neighbor also did the same thing. He sold it for money, now the market went up, he's Chayzer. So I'm also Chayzer. Vamai, Vabed Yitnami Ike, Vemisha Pora. So, it's meiridik modne. It's modne that we gave Yisayimim a din of Hegdish, and all of a sudden they're better than Hegdish. Here, when it comes to Hegdish, it was Nosan modne, and later became worth Mosayim. Hegdish loses out from the deal. We don't say that Hegdish could be Chayzer. And here, by Yisayimim, we say, oh, Yisayimim like Hegdish, but here Hegdish could be Chayzer. That means over there, Yisaimim ata kehedyit. they have, they had yaitis. I mean, the whatever halacha applies by hedyaitis applies by yosef. They're not hegdish, they're hedyaitis. Vimkein einam kainim b'loy mashicha. So the normal halachas, which are said by everybody, that mois einam kainim, shikib b'choyza, it was said by yosef also. Einam kainim b'loy mashicha. Elo. Sheyifu chachamim koicham liyosis kehegdish yekainim b'kesem. But the chachamim said, when it's worthwhile for them, for the yosef, they gave them a din hegdish, which is be'emeson, not oiska halten al pichayshemish, but they're not hegdish, but they said, no, the yosef have a din of hegdish, and this whole din hegdish was only given to them lahava chosam u'tayvosam. That means if someone gave them masayim for something that's not worth masayim, and later the price jumped down, he can't be chayza. Just like the hegdish, he can't be chayza. He also can't be chayza. So this was a yisraim halacha. That means they really had yaitis, but l'tayvosam they gave them a din hegdish. Hilkach. Shikaydim b'kesef, ilkach b'mokim efseidom shal yisaymim. But if the yisaymim are going to lose because of the special din you gave them, okim na'adinda. So he said, listen, I mean, this whole din we gave them, a din hegdish, was only l'tayvosom, not l'ra'osom. And in reality, they're not hegdish. Amagav v'hed yitkoy b'misha pora. Even though a hedyit will be a mishaporim, some of our yisaimim, they say there's no mishaporah because the lab neideya, there's no tviya on them to be mamet b'diburay. Kadesh le'ekayach hedyit merubim mishalahem, v'liyidei v'liyavoy l'udei hefzi dei takonas chachomim. That means we only made a takone l'tayvosam, k'luli a takone chayisra b'em. Avelo kiblu amoyis, kibin shloim moshach. So therefore, the hedyotes, which were given a yisraim, that they, l'tayvosam, they have a din hegdish. But the minute it's all l'tayvosam, they're hedyotes. Avol hegdish, but by hegdish, to me they're aise, u de mikni bekaspe. The hegdish min a teire, it's gone already. Avol rabbonon tiknu meshicha lahavichon, shleikeich hedyot chama mikoyech hegdish. That means, but Minat Teire, there was a Kenyan, there was a Kenyan with Kesef. Even the Hedyit and Yochel Azbeim came with Kabbalah of Misha Pora, Nuk me Adine be Kesef, Luchel Hedyit Lazbeim, Klau, even Shekibala Kesef. But over here, we have Minat Teire, we have here a Kenyan Kesef. So to say that there should be a Schus Chazore, which is not a Galatic Schus, it's only a schus with akabolas mishapora, and with that we should be mafkia the kinyan kesef deraisa, that we won't say. Let us go further. Kol mitzvahs haben al ha'ov. We'll say this is a sosum dikeloshin. It's an unclear loshin in the Mishnah, but we'll say pshat the way the Gemara feels always what pshat is in the Mishnah. Kol mitzvahs haben al ha'ov. That means hamutolois al ha'ov. All obligations that a father has to do for his son. So the halacha is anoshim chayovim, the fathers are chayiv, the noshim pturis, and the mothers, even though it's a parental obligation, and l'chayra they're equal parents, but we say no, the chiyuv, that the Torah was matal on a parent to do certain mitzvahs for children, only the fathers are chayiv and not the mothers. V'chol mitzvahs ha'ov al haben, and now it means the other way around. All the mitzvahs that have to be done for parents, al through children, and echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayovim. So then, children are chayiv, side the bonim, and side the bonis. And the Gemara will explain this. A third aloch, v'chol mitzvah sasei shazman grome, a mitzvah sasei that is dependent in a certain time, anoshim chayovim, the noshim pturis. V'chol mitzvah sasei shaloy azman grome, there's no specific time when this mitzvah has to be done, echad anoshim, echad noshim chayav. V'chol mitzvahs lo yisase, bein shehazman grome, bein shelo yazman grome, alav, echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayavim. In Lavin, there's no difference between Noshim and Anoshim, afilo it's Man Grome. Chutz, there are three Lavin that Noshim are potter from. Chutz mi Bal Takiv, u Bal Tashchis, u Bal Tatamal Meisim. There is no Issa of Hakofes HaRosh. That means the women can take off the Peyes HaRosh. There's no Issa of Bal Tashchis. If a beard grows by a woman, she could take off this beard with a razor. About the tamal amesim, and there's no issa if she's a baskoyin. There's no issa of tumas koyinim. These are lavin that noshim are potter from. Let us see. Rashi comments with saov bigmar meforish lekula masnisin shazman grome shazman doirim lo shetov echutz mi bal takiv pasarosh ubal tashris pas zokein ubal tetame dekahan. So now the Gemara wants to clarify the lashon of the Mishnah. Mai kol mitzvahs haben al ha'ov. Now this, you could learn mitzvahs haben means mitzvahs hamutolos al haben al ha'ov that he has to do for his father. And that's what the Gemara wanted to start off with. Ileima kol mitzvahs to mechayiv bro lemevid la'av. All mitzvahs that a son is chayiv to do for a father. Noshim pturois, women are potter. Vosanye, we learned abaraise ish, ish. Imoi v'oviv tirou, eili elo ish, ish aminayin. Kshaima ish, imoi v'oviv tirou, aloshin rab. Harei kan shnayim, so tirou goes on both children. So we see the chiyuv of moire is noig bein bebonim, bein bebonis. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah that the mitzvahs that are mutal on children for their parents are only applicable for the sons, because tiro is malbe the daughters also. So Amar Rav Yehuda Ochikama, kol mitzvahs haben hamutolis alohov. The Mishnah means the other way around. The mitzvahs that have to be done for the son. And these are mitzvahs that the parent is mechuyev to do it. Amutol salav la'asos livnoi. Anoshim chayovim. So the male parents are chayev. The noshim pturis. And the female parents are potter. Tanine loho deton darabon. So our mishnah is a raya to a baraisa. Ha'ov chayiv bivnoi, lamoiloi, liftoisoi, lalamdoi toirem, ulhasiyoi isha, ulalamdoi umnes. So these are the obligations that the father has for his children. V'yesh oimrim af lahashitoi b'mayim. There's a obligation of a father to teach a child how to swim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheinu melamdei es b'noi umnes, melamdei listes. If he doesn't teach him a profession, so he's teaching him how to rob. So the Gemara says, listes al kedaitoch. That means he never gave him a course in listes. I mean, kilo melam, kol sheinu melamdei umnes, melamdei listes. That means that he's giving him a course on listes. I mean, he didn't teach him this either. That means he's putting the child in a position that an umnes he doesn't know, and there'll be no food, so then al kochoch, so he put him into a nesoyin, into a matzev that he'll be melastim as habriyas. Let us see Rashi. He named the Mechayiv bro lemeved la'abo bochi mashma kol mitzvah shaben mitzuva al oviv noshim pturis betmir ishim ibaviv tira reikan shnaim l'shnaim o emati ra'u. So Tzmar says, no, amotolis al ha'of, kegoyin hanoch de meforish bebraise, lo lam doi teure, lo moiloi, lo toise beis loim im cheru, si yeishe, vikuli yalf ozul mikroi. Av la hashitoi beno, so, Estes, Bermuda said, Yeshem, they say, Av la hashitoi ben, to teach him how to swim. Shema, so why is the father obligated to do this? Shema yifresh b'svina, maybe he'll go out on the ship. V'titva, and the ship will sink. V'yistakin, imeina yedei aloshet. No, v'yistakin imeina yedei aloshet. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. The first time I saw this Rashi, I had a pshtikel ha'ore. That means, if a person is a bal bitochen, so he's going to go on a ship, and the ship is going to sink. So listen, if it's bashert, that he should die, so he's going to die. Yeah. If it's bashert, he won't die. So he'll miss the ship. Why do I have to teach him how to swim? We're talking about a oynish min hashamayim. I mean, the ship sunk, and I'm worried already. What's going to be? Teach him how to swim. But then I chaptzach that Rashi is saying a meiridike zach, and I'd like to elaborate a little. There's a meiridike chayvus avodes in Shara Bitoch, Perik Dalet. The Chayvus Havovis in Shara Bitochen says as follows. A person, even he gives a hakadome, that there is no koyach in the Briya that is bekoyach lehetiv la'odom or lahora la'odom. That means it's impossible, including the person himself. That means a person cannot in any way ensure that things will go good for Reuven, or things will go good for himself. Hishtadlus, but we're talking about end result. End result, a person cannot be mated, or he cannot be meriah to himself or to others. Whatever is nigzar min hashamayim is going to be. We have really one of the rayas to this chayvus avovis is a mishneh in Avos. What do you mean, Balkol Chachatochai? I decided to leave this world. I'll take a bottle of poison, swallow it, finished. I can take care of myself. I'll jump off the Empire State Building. What's it, Balkol Chachatochai? I have an alternative to do what I want to do. The Torah says, no. Listen, if it's Bashert, you should die. You'll die. If it's not Bashert, so, as soon as you start taking the bottle, someone's going to run in to take it. Lemaise, you won't die. You can't, it's not biyotcho to kill yourself. Mikitza, the Chayvus HaVovis says, af al pikein, a person has no right to put himself into a sakon. And he says, to drink a bottle of poison, to jump off the roof, to go and go, and he's gonna go and together with a lion, we'll have a fight, we'll see who's stronger. He has no right to do this. And Zukta Chayvus HaVovis, he continues, what is going to happen? Let's say, he took a bottle of poison, and he swallowed it, and he died. Zukta Chayvus HaVovis says, if he died, let's say he took this bottle of poison, Chof Beis Ador, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and 5 minutes after 12, he's dead. So the Chayvus HaVovis, you have to know one thing. I got news for you. If he's dead 5 after 12, you know why he's dead? Because Rosh Hashanah, Yikaseim, Yem Tzem Kippur, Yechaseim, there was a Gzardin, this person is to die 5 after 12. That's why he's dead. Leidach Gise, So he'll come up and he'll say, you know, I was mekayim the gzar, not even knowing, I was mekayim the gzar din, shluchet the rahman, chas v'sholom, zuk the chayvus avos, you're a murderer. And just like zuk the chayvus avos, if you're going to shoot someone 5 after 12, and you're going to hit him, so if he's going to die 5 after 12, also was an gzar, that he should die 5 after 12, but you're a murderer, you have no right to do it. He's supposed to die 5 after 12. That's the Rebbein Shlom's cheshbon. He'll make sure he'll die 5 after 12. A heart attack. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. He'll die 5 after 12. But you have no right to kill him. If you kill him, you're responsible for your actions, and the mele, you're a letzayach. That's, and if you kill yourself, you're a bigger letzayach. Ma'abadat meledas is a bigger letzayach. What happens if he doesn't die? There wasn't a Xeretaka at 5 after 12. And something happened and he went and took the bottle and Natsala just passed by and he came and they took him to the hospital. He's alive. So he says, you know what? If he didn't die, it wasn't Nigzab. He said, oh, you know what? You know what you did now? He says that you did that, first of all, they made a nes that you shouldn't die. So that's number one. And number two, he did a gval, he did an aveira. You know, a person not allowed to take poison. There's a din, the mishmat melav she say, not to take poison. He did a gval de kaveira by doing this. So therefore the Chayvus Avovos says, you're not allowed to put yourself in tasakone. And he brings a raya from a very big tzaddik, from Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaNovi, the Rebbein Shom told him to go and to be Meshayach Ben Yishai. Zok Shmuel, the Rebbein Shlom, you know, this is a tickle dangerous affair. Shaul HaMelech is here. What do I do? The Rebbein Shlom tells him, Mikol, Shpilachol, you're going with us. He said, the Rebbein Shlom, what? Such a question you ask? You're not about Bitochin? So I says, the Rebbein Shlom didn't say him. The Rebbein Shlom told him that the faculty told, yeah, well let's think of an Eitzah what to do. So you see, even though he was doing a mitzvah Hashem, but since there was a sakone involved, you have to avoid the sakone. That's what the Chayvus Avovos says. So that tachsach mer, this is what our Rashi is saying. Rashi is a merdeke Rashi. Rashi says, not I have to teach him to swim, he shouldn't die. I'm not talking about dying. I have to teach him to swim, shemo yifresh besfine v'titva v'yistakein. A person is not mechuyiv to put himself in a sakone. And the schiv goes so far that learn to swim because there are ships that sink. And Memel, if you go into a ship, there is a possibility it might sink. We make, Ivriyami make birchas hagoimu when they, after they leave the ship. So Memele, so you're going into a matziv that is a possible sakone. You're not allowed to do this. So what should I do? Learn how to swim. That's the chiyuv of an av to teach a son how to swim is, in order, shelo yistake. That's what chad is. Ke'ilu malamde listnes al kedaitach, v'lo yoshav v'lo ilamde klum. He didn't teach him listnes. Ki'ilu malam de listes, the kivin de ain lay umnes, and a profession he doesn't have. Sibi yechos alachmoy. Yelech beproshes drochim, vi yelaste mesabriyes. So that is why, it's ki'ilu malam de listes. Just say, let's see a little further. Lamoyloy, the zachiyev lamoyloy. Minolon, this is the Baraisa, the Chsiv, Vayomol Avrom es Yitzchok Benoi. The Zachiev, Alts Benoi, or of Al Benoi, to be Mal, the son. Beheche de loy mole yavuo, Bechaive beidin ila mimole, the Chsiv, Imoil lochem kol zocho. Beheche de loy mole beidin, Bechaive ihu le mimol nafshei, so then when he becomes a godel and he, no one was malim till now, so it's mutl on the godel to make sure that he gets gemalit. So So he's chayev kores. So there's a chayev kores on a godol sheloi nimo. Ihi minolon de loy mechayve, de chsiv kashativa oisoi elekim, oisoi veloi oiso. So this is a miut. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon miyad, l'doyreis minolo. That means, this is why Yom Avraham Esiskonai was a mitzvah l'shah. How do I know l'doyreis? Tad v'Rabbi Yishmol, kol mokim shenemar tzav, eine elo ziros miyad o l'doyreis. Whenever it says that, kasher tziva oise elekim, so it says a loshen tzav. So tzav is a loshen zeros miyad ole doiris. Zeros dechsiv tzaves Yeshua bechaskeyu bamtzeyu miyad. So we see that it should be done right away. Le doiris dechsiv min hayoyim asher tziva Hashem vaholo le doiroseichem. So it says tzivuin, it says le doiris. Let us see what Rashi says. Kasher tziva oisoi v'loi esoro. Mechayv ihu kshiyigodol, when he'll grow up. Ashkren miyad l'avrom nemakein. Adino eina l'loshen zirus shiyei moher v'zoris bedova. Noig miyad v'noig l'doiris. Now the Torah Tumim asks a kasha. The Gemara says in Psochem, kol hayoyim kosher lemila, elo shezrizim magdimim lemitzvah shenema vayashkem Avrom baboikem. So the Gemara is telling us that one should make the mila like early, because vayashkem Avrom baboikem, because by the Akedah we see Avrom Avinu had a mitzvah, so he woke up in the morning. So the Torah Tumim asks, lachayre, over here we have a special mitzvah, and Vaisteis is not Zrizim Magdim Mila Mitzvah, Vaisteis is a Madrege, Zrizim Magdim Mila Mitzvah. Here it says, Kol Mokim Shenema Tzav, Ein El Eloshen Zirus, Shei Moir Vizoris Bedovo. So why did the Gemara in Psochem bring the Vayashkim Avrom Baboike, Psalim, but from the Maisa Akeide, we have a besondere tzivoy in the tzayin tzav al aloshen zirus that mila has to be done by mehiros and bezrizos.